Nelson Keys. In about an hour, the House is set to vote on a $95 billion foreign aid package to fund Israel, Ukraine, and other allies. This after a fight from hard-right conservatives over renewing support for Ukraine against Russia. House Speaker Mike Johnson's job may be on the line. Oklahoma Republican Representative Tom Cole.
I want to urge all our colleagues to support all four of these bills. We are, as Speaker after Speaker has said, at a critical moment in our history. We need to stand firm. We need to send a clear signal to the rest of the world.
Democratic Maryland Representative Catherine Clark.
As caretakers of the world's most powerful republic, we cannot look away when the world looks to us to lead the defense of democracy.
On Capitol Hill overnight, a bipartisan vote to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. CBS's Linda Kenyon with more.
It was an overwhelming bipartisan vote of 60 to 34, and Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was quite pleased.
Democrats and Republicans came together and did the right thing for our country's safety. It wasn't easy. People had many different views, but we all know one thing. Letting FISA expire would be dangerous.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan praised the Senate's vote, calling the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act one of the United States' most vital intelligence collection tools.
In New York, opening statements at the hush money trial of former President Trump on Monday. But yesterday, a shocking situation outside of court. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Outside the courthouse, a 37-year-old man from Florida set himself on fire. Authorities said he threw pamphlets in the air before dousing himself with accelerant.
The pamphlets seem to be propaganda-based, almost like a conspiracy theory type of pamphlet.
The man was rushed to a hospital where he later died.
In the Middle East, the U.S. is denying any involvement in an explosion that struck a base housing Iran-allied militias overnight. The BBC's Sebastian Usher.
It's unclear for now what exactly happened. The Iraqi army says it's investigating, but has also said there were no warplanes or drones in the sky at the time. The PMF is an umbrella organization that contains several pro-Iranian militias that are part of a network of proxies that Tehran has been able to use to advance its interests across the Middle East for years.
The nation's highest court Monday is set to consider a landmark case involving the unhoused. Justices will consider a challenge to rulings that found that fining people for sleeping outside is unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment. This is CBS News.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. Cleanorigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Attempts to roll back child labor laws. Mike Moen reports.
Governor Tony Evers this month vetoed a bill that would have expanded the elimination of required work permits for those under 18. The bill's language applied to 14- and 15-year-olds, several years after the state did away with parental permission for 16- and 17-year-olds. Wisconsin State AFL-CIO President Stephanie Bloomingdale says these are policy fights advocates thought they won decades ago when minors often worked in dangerous conditions. But she says there's a strong push to chip away at protections.
We are seeing a growing movement from different unscrupulous employers that want to put kids back in the workplace and not have the kind of oversight that is needed.
The Economic Policy Institute says rollbacks have been approved in a dozen states the past few years. Meanwhile, violations are trending upward, with the U.S. Labor Department reporting an 83% increase in financial penalties. Backers of the Wisconsin bill say the goal was to reduce red tape for families. But Bloomingdale says the current law helps the whole family make an informed decision.
It's important for kids to get a good work ethic, but at the same time, these kids need to make sure that they are getting enough sleep, that they are able to participate in their school, and really making sure that that balance is there.
The EPI report says amid the push in many states to weaken these laws, several other states have advanced bills to strengthen protections. And there have been bipartisan bills in Congress that, among other things, would crack down on violators. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 48, frosty tonight, low 30s. For Sunday, sunshine and highs in the upper 50s. Clear skies, a low of 37 for Sunday night. On Monday, some sun and clouds and a high near 62. Rain showers likely Monday night into Tuesday.
Currently 42 degrees.
Civic Media. This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and we are brought to you by Everlight Solar, baby, powering this studio. That's what solar power sounds like. Kelly Maraca, how you doing? Join me here in the Cripescast studio. I'm doing good. We got Taylor Kalmus on the show this week, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise known as Dude Dad, otherwise known as Dude Daddy. He's a good guy. We were just out in Denver doing some shows, and we stopped by Dude Dad's. We did a little skiing.
Couple of sketches,
some sketches, the whole thing. Some of you might have just seen we put out the How Stanley Was Invented. I had a lot of fun with Dude Daddy. We hung out in his garage and did this podcast. So it's
nice. Yeah. Nice.
His garage is a mess, by the way. It might be messier than my garage.
That's impossible.
Well, Dude Daddy and I are cut from the same cloth. In that regard, he is, of course, much better at creating things in his garage than I am.
Yeah. What's your excuse?
My excuse is I'm just too busy and also not as skilled as he is. I can do your basic stuff. Yeah. He does some pretty intense, good stuff. So, but I would like to get more into it because, you know, you got a friend who like does good work, like either you got a friend who can like, do better at woodworking or sing better or dance better. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I got to get on my game. That's how I feel with him and
woodworking.
Yeah. Or just general DIY stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yours is like your DIY is duct tape it's WD-40.
I would say it's a little more sophisticated than that, but not much.
Wood glue.
Nah, I would say my skills are all YouTube based after your basic carpentry skills, you know, like the basic stuff you learn.
Yeah.
Like general, maybe framing, that would be the extent of what I feel like I can confidently do. And then from there on, it's just all YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing, Colleen? Enough about me and my envy. That's really what that is envy.
Do you want to unpack anymore?
No, I think I unpacked it. I just want to be more like Dude Daddy.
I like that. What else? I think that's great. Do you think he wants to be like you?
No, I don't think so. I think maybe there are some aspects, and I don't want to be just like Dude Daddy, you know, but there are some things that you have friends, and this is
you just, look up to in some ways.
Yeah, this isn't just a Dude Dad thing. This is a ton of friends that you have where you admire something that.
Yeah. How do you look up to me? Operative word is friend.
That's a good question. Well, no, you
moving right along.
Jinx on the No, Colleen, listen, I'll give you something here. I think you have a very good relationship with your friends and you make time for your friends. And I don't make much time for I've set up my life so I am
You're just a busy guy.
In a constant state of biz. But I am hoping to slow down. That is part of my deal. Anyway, folks, all right, we should probably get into it.
Yeah.
Here is my conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
Picked up for you.
You did. And you did a really nice job here, Taylor. Like, I like how, you know, you got the bikes down there.
Mm-hmm. This there's an assortment of like six different projects happening that are unfinished and just scattered out throughout with tools every which way.
I feel like there's no greater poster for Dude Dad than this garage right now because it's just all tools.
Ski boots,
extreme sports things. Do you still have that stroller that's rigged up to the go-kart thing?
Heidi made me take the RC power off of the stroller.
Ah, why? Safety concerns?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, because it's yeah, the remote would go wonky once in a while, and it would just kind of take off.
Yeah. If anything, you don't want to just kind of take off with a remote. I would say a stroller.
With a baby in it, yeah.
Stroller would be one of them.
Yeah.
Folks, this week's episode is brought to you by Barron's Old Fashioned Brandy.
Mm.
And that's actually a good point. I didn't even do the intro of this podcast.
I'm sponsoring my own podcast.
Yeah, it's expensive.
No one pays for your podcast anymore, so you just sponsor yourself. No,
hey, that's not true. Actually, thank you for bringing that up, because we do have a great sponsor that powers the Cripes Cast, typically, Taylor. That's Everlight Solar. Have you considered? Oh, you got solar panels.
I have solar.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's super. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Especially when the snow melts off of it and they start working again.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, no, you got to have a good pitch.
It doesn't take long.
You got to have a good pitch.
We get a lot of sun here.
You got a nice pitch here.
Yeah. No, you want it to face south.
Yeah.
So then you get the sun coming across there all day.
Are you solar splaining to me right now?
This is just what I was told when they pitched me.
Taylor had the option of what to drink today. Anyway, folks, Everlight Solar, fantastic company, powers the Cripescast studio when we're actually doing the Cripescast studio.
I'm having some Barron's old-fashioned...
Fireball. He pours Fireball. I literally bring him
I didn't know
bottle.
It was that.
Dante brought you a bottle all the way from Milwaukee, and you started drinking Fireball. Not only did you... I've never seen somebody pour themselves an actual glass of Fireball. Like, he's got Fireball on the rocks here.
Well, a little bit of hot, a little bit of cold.
Now, I suppose. works for Fireball. Maybe it works for other things.
Hey, I just put seven kids asleep upstairs before coming down here to this studio.
I do appreciate you doing this. Taylor is doing me a favor today, folks, if I'm being honest, because...
Charlie didn't have anything planned. And we're supposed to be going skiing tomorrow. So he's like, hey, can we talk in front of the camera for an hour?
I mean, we've been talking all day.
Yeah,
this guy literally is sick of talking to me, but here it is.
Let's move on. What do you want to talk about, Chuck?
I want to talk about this couch that you have in your garage, man. This isn't a couch,
my new Davenport.
This is a Davenport. 100%. Did you actually like...
We paid for this.
No way.
$400.
Come on.
It looks
like it came right out of the 70s.
It looks, it's fantastic.
Is it vintage?
It looked even better in the Craigslist ad.
Oh, did it? Why? What did you see? Stains were not disclosed?
Burke brought it home and there's some tears in it, but then he had his mom come and stitch him up.
Oh, yeah. You can barely tell.
No, you can't tell anymore.
That's awesome.
Where they're at.
Burke's mom's really cool.
Yeah.
I met her the other night.
Cheryl, she stitched it up.
Cheryl did a heck
Anybody
of a job
with
on
a
this
name like
port.
Cheryl. You know is going to be able to run a good stitch.
I mean, my gosh.
You ever met a Cheryl that can't run a good stitch?
Never. Never.
If I get my face cut open, I'm walking around going, Cheryl!
Yeah, you got to have
Cheryl.
And she'll be right there.
Stitch me up.
She won't have anesthesia, but she will have some brandy. Barron's old-fashioned brandy, folks. That's probably where I get in trouble, right? When I start...
Putting it in here. Yeah, you should just put a little disclaimer at the bottom.
That says do not actually put
Barron's old-fashioned brandy into your wounds.
No. I'm not saying you... No.
Oh,
Taylor,
you drink it while you're getting stitched?
It's an anesthetic. Like when I was a kid, okay, I cracked my eye open, right? I had a big gash right there. Can you see it? There's a scar here. I can't remember where. Can you see it?
This side.
Yeah,
it's right there.
So that scar, I was playing guitar. In my room, Fender Squire.
Right, so you're in your room getting your angst out.
I'm playing some Everclear probably,
okay.
Or trying to learn a sick Red Hot Chili Peppers solo. And
And so, but then my dad called me and I had forgotten to do something. Oh. And so when he called me, I was like, oh, sh-. You know, because I was going to go run and do that before I got caught not doing it. And I hit the guitar on my eye.
Ah.
And I cut my eye open. Anyway.
You cut your eye open with a G-string.
He'll be here all 48 more minutes of this podcast, folks. Anyway, long story short.
He cut his eye with open with a G-string.
And my dad sewed it up on the kitchen table. And for anesthetic, he offered me a little bit of hooch. I forget what it was.
He let you drink it? 16?
Yeah, because he wasn't going to use... Because
it was a medical thing.
Anesthetic.
It was a medical thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It was, it was a nice bonding moment. So then there on the kitchen table where we had just had our casserole, he sewed up the old hot dish.
I just had the same bonding moment with my son.
Oh, yeah.
He got smacked in the face with a barbell that DJ's son was yielding. An accident, and they called us up and they said, hey, Theo got banged up. He might need some stitches. You might want to come get him. We're like, okay. So I went over there, looked at a good deep cut, but they had a butterfly on it already. And they're like, and Amber's a nurse, and she's like, well, you might be able to just put another butterfly on there. So I got him out of there. We drove to the grocery store. I was walking in the grocery store. And I said, all right, buddy, look, we can go. We got two options. You can go, we can go in, get you a butterfly. And daddy's going to have to shave a little bit of your hair to get that butterfly to stick real good.
Yeah.
Option two, I take you to the hospital and you get stitches. And he goes, option one, option one, option one. I was like, cool.
You were proud.
He was like 100% option one.
I mean, yeah. And because I feel like Theo's a kid who may think stitches would be kind of fun.
No, he thought he was going to die.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he literally thought he was. It was the over. He thought it was the end.
How old is...
He's eight.
Okay, and Ollie, you said, had to wait? Dude,
yeah.
What is that kid doing, being able to throw dumbbells?
How, yeah, it's a barbell. I don't know. It must have been... I don't know what DJ's got for weights over there.
So he's a pretty strong kid.
He's big for eight.
And then so you... You see this thing, and she's a nurse, so that gives you a little, you know, that gives you, like, you don't feel like you have to, because I would feel
like... It wasn't bleeding anymore. It had already kind of stopped bleeding, but it was deep. It was deep.
Yeah.
But you pull it together with a butterfly. Oh, I need to switch that out. Ooh, shoot.
You got to go do that now?
Not right now. He's sleeping.
That might be the time to do it.
No.
Tomorrow?
Heidi will do it tomorrow. I'm going to be gone. So... Well, how long can you leave one bandage on?
You know what? Heidi's going to be upset about doing that, but I took your garbage out. So
good.
I think you're square on
Thanks,
that. How long can you leave a bandage on? How long has it been on?
Two days.
Should we call my dad?
Make a poll quick. It's been on two days. How long can you leave the same bandage on?
Did you put, how much Neosporin did you put in it?
I cleaned it with the alcohol wipe.
Oh, you did?
We did an alcohol wipe and cleaned it up good.
But you didn't put any Neosporin in it?
No.
Yeah, you might want to go check that bag.
No. So, you're back at Casa de Kelmis.
Yeah, thank
you. You've stayed with us quite a few times now. Have you been enjoying your stay?
I love how this interview just turned into your podcast.
So, well, here's the thing. That. Charlie comes out here once in a while, spends a few nights in our basement. We enjoy having you. You're good with the kids.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Always
that.
Make the bed. You'll never believe this about Chuck. He makes the bed before he leaves. always makes the bed.
That's always a big question, dude. I always, as a Midwest people pleaser, I'm sitting here thinking too, like, I want to be a good guest.
Well,
I make your bed?
There's three options.
Yes.
You either make the bed.
Yep.
You either don't do anything and just leave it kind of slept in looking.
Yeah.
Or the third option is you pull the sheets up and you lay them in the middle of the mattress that basically says, I know you're going to do this laundry.
Yeah.
But I don't like that third option because it implies that we really need to do the laundry.
That is, dude, I have, do you remember when you came and stayed in my house in Milwaukee, in my duplex?
Oh,
and
okay.
You got in the bed and there was a pack of cigarettes in there.
Like, who was here last?
It was Billy Deuce.
Okay.
And I told you that I prepared the room. See, I'm not, like, if they don't look noticeably dirty and someone was only there a couple nights, I'm assuming sleeping in your basement that I'm sleeping. Although I did see
those sheets are clean.
I did see you sent me a picture with just a gun and a toilet paper roll saying I made the bed for you. That was fun. Yeah. I'll show you guys that picture.
Yeah. Yeah, throw that up in there.
I won't share the text message.
100%. I'm not stripping the sheets after you leave. You've only been here one night.
And I'm a pretty clean guy. I don't sweat. Well, I do have some night sweats, actually.
I don't know. Like, what's
you might want to wash some sheets. I'm going to be honest with you. But you know what, frankly?
Ball them up and put them in the middle, and I'll know you're gross.
Yeah. So, okay. So you don't want to wash the sheets. You would prefer I just leave the sheets on when I make the bed. Because the last time I think I took the sheets off, put them in the washer or the dryer.
If you're going to wash them for us.
No, I'm not going to wash them. I'm going to put them in the washing machine because I don't want to wake you up with the sound of it.
So we're going to come down and find dry sheets in the washer and go, he didn't even start it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what you would have found the last time I was here. But I had left early. Very early in the morning.
Is this the normal type of content you do on this?
No, but I'm
talking
happy.
Sheets.
I think sheets is a very. I've been trying to do this sketch forever of like the sheets thing, but I haven't found a good way to do it because it's like, hey, I'm just gonna do the sheets before. Do not touch those.
What?
Not touch the sheets. No, I gotta do them. You know, they're fine. They're fine. Okay.
Oh yeah. But like,
so you're. I don't want to make you do them. I like doing the sheets. Do you like doing the sheets? Or do you just...
Oh, I hate making a bed.
But
I'm so bad at it. Heidi gives me so much crap because I don't know how to do the little folds and make it, you know. I think all sheets should be fitted sheets. They should just make a second fitted sheet that doesn't have the one end. So you can just slide under that.
Yes. Yeah, a little pocket.
A bed pocket.
Bed pocket.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That's a good idea.
And then as an extra blanket, you could have the bed handkerchief. So there's just a blanket sticking out of it.
Basically, you know? It's a sleeping bag that wraps over your mattress and you just slide into that.
Yeah.
And then it makes itself because it's spandex and it's tight.
It's 2024 and we're still making our beds.
We've been
making our beds since like what? The 17 BCs.
I've been making my bed since 2011 when I got married.
I'm sorry, I got distracted by how good we look because we're both clashing with this Davenport in different ways. Like three shades of brown.
Well,
on
this Davenport has so many different colors in it that you can't sit on this and not fit in with it.
It's kind of like the Mona Lisa of couches in that sense.
Yeah. Yeah, you look at this long enough, you'll see your future.
Mm-hmm. That's really nice. Mm-hmm. You know what? We really should have shot the sketch with this being the chair. We did Midwest Couples Therapy.
Oh, yeah.
We shot that today. We're... Taylor plays his Steve character.
Steve and Stacy.
Heidi plays Stacy, and I'm the therapist.
If you have not seen our Buying a House in the 90s sketch, Heidi's best work ever. She leans into her Fargo accent and plays a Midwest mom, and oh my gosh. Oh, geez.
Oh, you know,
I tell you what. Oh,
it's
wow.
Like she's been sitting on a timpani this whole time and hasn't played it for us.
Well, she has, her mom has this little laugh that she does where she'll say something she'll say something that she knows isn't what other people in the room agree with, but then she kind of softens the blow by giving a little giggle after she says it.
Oh, like give me an example.
So she'll be like, you know, oh no, I don't like brandy. None for me.
You know, and just give you like a real passive aggressive thing. You're not good enough for my daughter.
Yeah.
It's not too late to leave them, huh?
Yeah.
And then your character, so
sushi.
That's
I don't know. That's not for me. But I can't do the laugh. But Heidi does.
So
like,
Heidi
oh
is kind of doing that impression.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
And then who are you sort of impersonating with that one?
Oh God, I don't know. Just a lot of people. You know, you pick little things up here and there. I don't know where we got the. I think I like a character with like. Whenever I make a character, I try to like give him a posture. Like you find a little bit of a voice. So like I just work with a few vocal things that I can do.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be like making a little deeper or a little bit higher or a little bit raspier or a little bit throatier. Or and then you give them the lisp and then you do the Midwest accent or you do the Southern accent, you know. Yeah. Or really, I don't have a Southern accent. It's just redneck accent.
Yeah, it's something. Yeah,
I couldn't really call it Southern. It's just redneck.
It's kind of like Oklahoma.
Yeah, but I give them that, no offense, find a little bit Oklahoma. Of a voice. But then I think what helps me to get in character is find like a posture or a walk.
Yeah.
You know, and then like, you know, for a posture, like this is always good. Yeah. You know, especially for like a basic dad who's just like your stereotypical kind of like dorky guy.
Yeah.
But then to like, I wanted to give him the quality of being a close talker, which yeah. I think is really close fun. Talking close is... talker. Oh yeah, how about that, huh?
It's you so see that uncomfortable, dude.
Okay.
So...
okay.
Oh yeah.
You know who's a little bit of a close talker?
Who's that now?
Miles is kind of a close talker.
Miles?
Yeah.
Miles?
I noticed that while we were out in LA.
That, did you call him out on it?
It's not close enough that it's too much, but should, it's like we have a lot of conversations here.
You should get closer to him. Just, you tell me when you're doing it, because I want to watch.
Edging.
I want to watch.
See if he notices.
Be like, dude, what are you doing?
He doesn't listen to your... No, he doesn't listen to this.
Miles sure hasn't listened to a Cripescast in... He might have listened to 5 minutes of one time. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
So we're safe. Nobody tell him.
I wonder, somebody tell him. I want to see if he finds out.
Next time you're talking to him, just see if he edges in close.
I'm going to be talking to him soon. I do a podcast with him. So he's really close. Did you know we do a podcast together?
Yeah, I'm aware.
I am aware. So we went, Taylor and I went hunting together in...
we're going to get into that. Yeah.
In South Dakota.
It was my dad's dream. He was like, I would love for you to come hunting. Mm-hmm. Also bring Charlie.
That was very nice.
Like, yeah, I think we're coming out. Is Charlie coming? Yeah, Dad, he's coming. Okay, cool.
I came all right, and I did not disappoint.
I'm from South Dakota. Lots of pheasants there. So, and you wanted to go pheasant. I'm like, oh, that'd be awesome. Let's go. So, called up my dad, got a bunch of my relatives together. We take Charlie pheasant hunting. Beforehand, we kind of run him through a few things because we haven't hunted with Charlie yet. And my uncle is really particular about safety and just how things are done. He is a by the books kind of guy.
Which I am too.
Yeah.
I don't want people to stop listening to this right now and think I'm unsafe. I will
fired a gun
shotgun
in the back of your dad's SUV.
That okay. Let's see here. How many times did you dump your motorcycle?
Once.
Why?
Because
you
of gravel.
Weren't watching
because
out
of gravel.
For there was a jackrabbit.
No, there was gravel. It was in town. I was going like 3 miles an hour and there was gravel.
Regardless, the gun issue, that was my brother's, man. Didn't unload his gun, put it in the back of the thing, put it in the thing. I pulled out four guns, all in cases.
So my Uncle Bill walks Charlie through all the rules, you know. Hey,
not all of them.
No ground pounding. We get to the end of the field. We got blockers. Keep your shots up. Just wait till they go behind you. Shoot them. All of that kind of stuff. The one thing he didn't mention is that you only shoot the roosters. Okay. So we go through the first drive. We're just getting into the first drive. A couple of hens fly out. Charlie, bom, 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 shoots a couple times. And I'm like, oh, you must have, maybe I couldn't see it because of the light, or maybe he was shooting at a different one. I don't know. And then another hen pops up. Charlie again, pop, pop, pop. And I was like,
well, no one said don't shoot the hen.
And then I kind of crept over to Charlie and I was like, hey, man, you know you can't shoot the hens, right? And he was like, what? You can't shoot the hens? Like, no.
Do you understand? I understand that that's common knowledge in South Dakota.
So, but hold on. What was happening before that? Hen! Rooster!
I was like, yeah, there's a hen. I'm going to shoot it. Pow! Luckily, I missed all the time.
So I walk a little closer to Charlie. I say, hey, Chuck, you know you're not supposed to shoot the hens. What? Yeah, no, just shoot the roosters.
Yeah.
But your reason was like made sense. You were like, I've only ever hunted on game farms where you can shoot both.
But the only place you can ever hunt
in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, there are no wild pheasant in Wisconsin. So I've only gone pheasant hunting in Wisconsin.
But
you would think.
The moral of the story is Chuck was fine because it's not illegal to shoot at them. So he could have hunted hens all day.
You know, I was too for a while.
No, but you got a bird. It took like 3 or 4 drives. We kept putting you in the middle, and then finally, about 4 guns went off, but we know it was yours that brought him down.
That's what I like about you, Taylor, is that you're always going to give me the benefit of the doubt.
You got him. Oh, God, you peppered him good. Right in the back straps, he went right down. He just locked up like a sack of shit. Just dropped.
Yeah, that was fun.
Dog found him right away. One
I haven't
left.
Gotten an invite back.
You have. Yeah, you have.
Did you go this past year?
No, I did not. I went elk hunting. But maybe we go this year.
That would be fun.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you come out
we'll
to Wisconsin.
We'll see you at the Roaring Gulch.
You can shoot your first 10.
No, let's go out to Wisconsin fishing. Theo wants to do that.
Oh, yeah. We go ice fishing, but there's no ice.
Hey, let's change the topic. So we just went on a new adventure together. We went back out to Los Angeles, our old stomping grounds. We got invited out there about 4 years ago. We shot a video. It's our second video ever together. We shot a video together called Husband's a Target.
Yes, we did.
Along with Miles, You Betcha Guy, and Penn Holderness from the Holderness family. The 4 of us got together, shot this video called Husband's a Target. Kind of blew up, was this big thing. And then 4 years later, literally the anniversary was yesterday.
That's crazy.
I got a little thing. 4 years later, we get a call from Target, the actual Target, after having never heard anything from them. They call us up and they say what?
They said, yeah, you want to do a part 2? And we were like, thank God we didn't actually shoot that part 2.
Yeah, because we almost shot a part 2. But they flew us out to shoot a part 2 along with Matthew Stafford from the Rams and Garrett Wilson from the Jets.
Yes, it was a good time. And, you know, I will say that a lot of that credit goes to you, Taylor, because 4 years ago when you were like, hey, I got this idea for Husbands of Target.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, okay, sounds interesting. Did not think.
It was huge, man. It was a collection of a lot of things. I think we hit a lot of demos with that video because you hit all of the moms that shop at Target, but you also hit their husbands who have to wait for them outside of Target. So I really think it was one of those videos that hit a lot of demographics, but also we had 4 major pages that pushed it. Like, had I made that video with just 3 other random dudes, it would have done good, but it would have never done what it did. It would have never had that same impact. Because A, we wouldn't have had the pages to push them, but B, everything that you guys brought to it on your own, you know, elevated it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. What I did there was made sure to bring the beef jerky.
And locked your keys in your car.
I did lock my keys in my car.
I think the crazy thing though was to think back to that day 4 years ago.
Trying to pry out my back seat to get in the trunk.
Yeah, literally Charlie was driving this
Corolla.
Crappy old Corolla, locked his keys in
crappy
the trunk.
Crappy old, it's still running, by the way.
Yeah, and then, you know, we were all just, of course it is. but we were all in the very beginning of this whole thing, really trying to find ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was trying to find, what'd you say?
Find ourselves.
I wasn't trying to find myself. I was trying to find my keys. Yeah. And I tried prying the trunk. And then finally, I just had to bite the bullet and call a freaking key AAA. Guy.
Didn't I called AAA because I had AAA at the time because that happened to me all the time. My cars were always breaking.
I ended up paying for it.
Ugh.
Yeah, because I think, it was $200.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was probably really a whatever, but anyway,
yeah,
then you fast forward 4 years, Target flies us first class, which I rode first class twice ever.
I did it one time.
I've never paid for first class. Let me just clear. I've never paid for
why
it.
Would you do that?
First class put us up in this swanky hotel and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
We could have put us anywhere.
Yeah.
We would have gone.
I got points at the Holiday Inn.
Uh-huh.
But that was super fun. Super full circle moment.
Uh-huh.
And Taylor went to Target to buy his outfit, and he bought
No,
this.
I didn't buy my outfit. I didn't buy my outfit for the shoot. I was just shopping at Target with my wife.
Oh, and you bought this shirt.
I found a nice flannel. I was like, I like that flannel. I bought that flannel. I wore that flannel to the shoot, knowing they were going to fit us, whatever. But I'm like, I'll wear this. I feel good in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fit Charlie before they even look at what I'm wearing. And they put him in the same shirt I was wearing.
And how did that make you feel, seeing me wear your Target shirt?
I was bummed because I really liked that shirt. And I was like, God, they didn't even get to see me in it.
Yeah.
Because then they were just like, now we got other stuff for you.
Hey, when I come around, Taylor, how'd your flannels?
They put me in a nice salmon hoodie.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was fine.
Well, you lucked out because it was, believe it or not, it was colder in Los Angeles than it was in Milwaukee when we shot that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you had a hoodie on.
Full circle moment, though, but I just remember, like, smiling all day long, just being like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
You were cowboy.
This is ridiculous.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News Brief. Debate is over on the floor of the House, where lawmakers are expected to pass a bipartisan $95 billion package, including funding for Ukraine and Israel. CBS's Natalie Brandt with details.
House Speaker Mike Johnson moved forward with the foreign aid bills after months of gridlock, faced with opposition from members of his own party pushing to prioritize border security.
An overwhelming vote in the Senate to reauthorize what the government says is a key tool in fighting terrorism. Now the FISA Act is headed to President Biden's desk. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Thank you to all my Senate colleagues on both sides of the aisle for their good work in getting this done.
Former president's hush money trial gets underway on Monday with opening statements and the first witness.
The jurors understand that they're weighing in on not just the facts presented to them and the law, but a historic decision.
CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson, CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
The Brewers escape a close call. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Freddie Peralta was covering home plate while his catcher was chasing down the baseball. Cardinals base runner Wilson Contreras crashed into Peralta trying to score. That's the last thing the Brewers pitching staff needed. Here's the play on Bally Sports.
A swing and a miss. It gets by Contreras. Freddie covering home plate. There's going to be a play, and Contreras is out. Wilson just flat out tackled Freddie Peralta at home plate. They're going to get it out at home, and that's going to end the inning.
The game went into the 10th inning in St. Louis when the Brewers' William Contreras drove in the winning run for a 2-1 win for Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy after the win at Busch Stadium.
Freddie and Contreras were unbelievable. William on both ends. You know, the big double and the big single. What can you say? He's clutch. Big game. 1-0 game. Just spectacular. And Contreras was, he earned his money tonight. He's going to earn a lot more. I promise you.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny. Highs near 48. Frosty tonight, low 30s. For Sunday, sunshine and highs in the upper 50s. Clear skies, a low of 37 for Sunday night. On Monday, some sun and clouds and a high near 62. Rain showers likely Monday night into Tuesday.
Right now, it's 44.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
This update,
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, we celebrate a famous Wisconsin tradition. You guessed it, polka music. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Cripescast, hosted by me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media.
All right. You going to get them questions or?
Oh, yeah. Do we have the questions?
Hey, let's get them questions there, quick ones.
All right. Folks, now it is time for the no more listening to Charlie and Taylor ramble. Now it's time for you to guide the conversation. That's nice. I don't even have to do my job. Dante, what questions do we have?
First one, this is for Taylor from Greg Whale 20. What's your favorite staff?
Greg Whale 20.
Yeah, Greg Whale 20.
This is going to be good.
What's your favorite sketch you've done with Charlie?
How IKEA was invented. That's an easy one. That's that video trend. It was just, it was different. Nobody had done that yet. And it was just very, the writing I thought was really good, but then the characters and...
We all know Milwaukee fans bleed blue and gold, and they wouldn't settle for anything less than the best for their brewers. So why bring home unwanted guests after the game? Safeway Pest Management, family-owned since 1956, understands the championship expectations for our brew crew and deliver reliable, eco-friendly pest control for your home. Don't let pests steal your victory lap. Call Safeway Pest Management now and get a free inspection at 262-679-4422. Show those critters who's the real MVP of your home.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 in Sprague and Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
His company.
Get up, get out of here, and way gone.
Cannon and Dunphy, Loyal Family Renovations, Lakeland University, Lynch Automotive, Z-Bart, and Network Health on the home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
The Boucher Group has exciting news to share with you. We've expanded to better serve our community.
Introducing Nissan Lake Country, the newest addition to our family.
Step into our showroom and discover our exceptional selection of brand new Nissans.
We're also stocked with the best pre-owned options in the market.
And as we expand, we're not just growing our inventory, we're also growing our team.
So join a team that values your skills and celebrates your success.
Visit us online or in-store today and view our current job listings at BoucherCareers.com.
Are you looking for an accounting firm that can service your growing business's needs? SVA Certified Public Accountants will deliver your organization with measurable results in the areas of tax planning, consulting, outsourced accounting, succession planning, and more. Nationally recognized by Forbes as one of America's best accounting and tax firms, yet local to the Midwest, we've got the knowledge and expertise to take your business to the next level. Go to SVA.com/baseball to learn how we can provide your business with measurable results.
Another MVP has joined the roster at Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Dr. Michael Nolte. ExpertScape recently named him part of the top 1% of spine expertise in the world. Dr. Nolte has published over 50 peer-reviewed articles in leading scientific journals and authored more than 100 national presentations. They added this MVP specialist for orthopedic, neurosurgical, and spine care because at Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference.
Miss the shuttle to the game?
It is gone!
Not to worry.
We've got you covered. This is the home of Brewers baseball, WTMJ.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Cardinals getting set for the middle game of this series. I mentioned it in the open, Josh. This Cardinals team that is really struggling offensively. They have scored three or fewer runs in 14 of their games this year. Now, keep in mind, they've only played 20, and that is the least amount of runs scoring above three runs this year, outside of just the Chicago White Sox. You figure that's going to change at some point, but it hasn't changed, at least to the start of the season, for St. Louis.
And today it's up to D.L. Hall for the Brewers to keep that going. D.L. has kind of had mixed results, I think you'd agree, over his first three starts as a member of the Brewers. But look, he's got the undeniable good stuff. Pat Murphy was talking to the media before the game about D.L., and he says he's going through understandable growing pains, adjusting to becoming a major league starting pitcher for the first time in his career. And he knows there's better days, better stuff to come, and hopefully sooner rather than later. But for DL, he just knows we have to be patient because we've got a lot of faith in this guy long term.
It'll be Miles Michaelis on the mound for St. Louis, a guy the Brewers have seen a lot over the years. And one thing you cannot deny, this Brewers team finding different ways to win, and they found another way last night to prevail. Even though they gave up the lead in the ninth, they got it to extra innings. And guess who? William Contreras came through again. A 2-1 victory last night for the Crew in 10. Try to win the series this afternoon. We'll chat with the manager, Pat Murphy, when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. Whether you're ready to build your dream yard or get out on the water, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like 40-pound bags of Blaine's brand wild bird food, $16.99. $5 off your choice of estate weed and feed or lawn fertilizer. Find great deals on trailers and towing, like $30 off select Curt trailer hitches and mounts. And all Blazer trailer lighting is 15% off for rewards members. We get you outdoors because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Brian, why are you stacking books on the floor?
I want to stand while I work. Standing desks are all the rage these days.
Well, it's a good thing that these desks move up and down. You did know that, right?
What? They do?
Yeah, we're not messing around here.
This is great. Now, only if I had a chair to swivel around in.
Do you just not pay attention to everybody else's desks?
Well, no wonder I'm not getting much done these days.
Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, the official moving and furniture provider of GKB Milwaukee.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, the Pat Murphy Show, brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon.
Murph, I think we could almost rename this show to Lane Asks the Manager About William Contreras Every Day, because he does things in every game that have such a huge impact on the outcome of the game. And yesterday was another example of that. Obviously, he drives in the two runs, but also there's a pass ball, and yet he still finds a way to get an out at the plate and get this team out of that inning. He just finds so many ways to impact the game. What a luxury.
He's really coming into his own. I've said it many times over. He really has established himself as a great one, an elite player. He can do it on both sides of the ball, and I'm particularly excited about what he's doing behind the plate. You know, that doesn't really show up in the box score, how he works with the pitching staff, what he's done for our pitchers when we have such an inexperienced team, such a young team, and really reeling from the losses of our two top pitchers and our closer. And, you know, it's just Williams really kept us afloat.
Murph, I think people understand that if you're going to catch, especially at this level, work ethic is going to have to be second to none, and we've seen that with catchers that have come through here before. But if you show up to the ballpark early on any given day, you'll see William out there taking extra BP, all the preparation he has to do to call the game. I mean, this is a guy that is, it's not an accident that he's where he's at, right?
No, no doubt about it. I mean, he's a bull. He works, and he won't be outdone. He competes every day. This is a special guy to be part of, you know, and you feel privileged. You know, you really do. You feel privileged to see this guy compete the way he does every day. And the little stuff he does behind the dish that no one gets to know if you don't know the game at a really high level. So he's deserving of everything he's getting.
The moment in the six with Freddie, and so much happened after that that you almost forget about how great and brilliant Freddie pitched again last night. Bases are loaded. A lot of managers in that spot have a decision to make. Do you want to go to the bullpen? Do you want to ride with the starting pitcher? But when it's Freddie, it's probably an easy decision for you, I'm guessing.
Well, it wasn't an easy decision, to be quite honest with you, but you want to look at the health of the player.
Yeah.
He was running out of gas, but it was his inning to get out of. And ultimately, that's what made the decision. You know, Freddie, you've gotten it to this point. It's your inning to get out of. So I let him get out of it, and he did just that.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Let's go, Brewers! Let's go! Let's go, Brewers! Let's go!
Teach your little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Great food, fitness, recreation, and more. Find your big deal and save at WRJN.com.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Brewers, and Cardinals, getting set for the middle game of this series. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Blake Perkins continues to deliver. This is an opportunity that came to him with the injury to Yelich, and he has sure taken advantage of it.
He really has. I mean, really our unsung hero of the first 20 games of the season, whatever it's been. Blake loves the game. He's just an unbelievable individual, an unbelievable teammate, and it's just great to see him flourish. And, you know, we thought his left-handed swing was a little bit behind his right-handed swing. He's gotten a lot more opportunities left-handed. And if his right-handed swing is better, well, then we're looking at all-star caliber player, because he's been really magnificent.
What did you think of the way Trevor threw the ball in his return to this bullpen? Looked like he threw it pretty strong overall.
He was great. Clifford, as I call him, he was great. Asking him to go out for two innings was maybe a little much, but his stuff looked sharp. His poise was great. He's not afraid of the big moments. So,
and some adversity for Pimes, but he stays in there and he competes and he gets you to the 10th inning after the disappointment of walking in the tying run. That's some toughness right there.
Yeah, I mean, he probably wasn't ready to come in the game. I mean, we got him up late. He said he was ready, but I think we should have known better, and he probably wasn't ready to go in the game. But McGill was at 30 pitches, and I think that's where the breakdown was, is that we should have had him up earlier. So I think a little bit it's on us in that we should have had Piumps more ready to go at that time.
Final question for you, Hobie Milner, what he did in the 10th. I almost think there should be a new statistic in baseball for guys that are able to put up a zero in extra innings with how difficult that is.
That's a good point. Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, Hobie's the doctor. He has done it so many times, and he does it with the precision of a doctor. You know what I mean? He's just he's had some rough outings in spring training. He didn't start out of the box here great, but he's responded like we're really happy that he did.
Murph, we appreciate it. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, don't miss out on the unmatched consistency of a Schneider driving job. With our industry-leading selection of driving options, you'll find a job with the freight, home time, and schedule you've been looking for. Plus, Schneider drivers operate state-of-the-art, well-maintained equipment and have access to award-winning benefits and a 24/7 support team. Don't wait. Find a job that offers the stability you need to fuel your career. Search jobs and apply today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Beautiful sunny Saturday at Busch. We're getting ready for the middle game between the Brewers and the Cardinals. Back on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. I'm Josh Maurer. Let's get you the keys to the game. They're presented, as always, by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. The Brewers have won the last couple of games, but they've done it with pitching and defense. They haven't gotten a lot of offense going, including the 2-1 10-inning win last night. Brewers over the last four games have scored a total of 9 runs. So the key is, let's get some more big hits, especially those with runners in scoring position, which had been such a strength the first couple of weeks. Brewers last 5 games hitting just 184 with runners in scoring position. Turn that around here today, you could get a series win clinched. Today's injury report is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. If you missed the news yesterday, Jake Bowers had to go onto the bereavement list for Milwaukee, and he is not expected back here in this series. So it's another bat that Pat Murphy is short here this week. Cardinals, by the way, have been playing without a couple of their key players. Tommy Edman and Dylan Carlson have been out all season. Edman, by the way, is recovering from wrist surgery. When we come back here to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, we're going to be joined by a local guy who's had a great start to his Brewers career. Reliever Brian Hudson talks about coming back to the St. Louis area. That's next, right here on the Brewers Radio Network.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, and quite another navigating the world of negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. Guidance from an agent who's a Realtor can make all the difference, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house and owning it. Having an advocate who can help you navigate negotiations, timelines, inspections, and more can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a realtor can do for you, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.